This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. A couple of years ago, we had a woman named Sophia Amoruso on the show. She had just written a book, it's called Girl Boss, about how she had turned the vintage clothing business that she had founded on eBay. It was a company called Nasty Gal. She had turned it into a multi-million dollar retailer. Well, you fast forward to now, basically, and she's not the CEO of Nasty Gal anymore, but she is very much in charge of what's becoming something of a media and fashion empire. That became apparent when we sat down in her office here in L.A. a couple of weeks ago, and I asked her, as I do everybody I talk to identify herself for the recording.
I'm Sophia Amoruso. I'm the founder of Nasty Gal, the author of Girl Boss, the exec. I don't know. I'm doing a lot of stuff.
It's your thing. Well,
I think maybe
that's the place to start, right? What is this company? Because you do media stuff, you do fashion stuff, you do retail stuff, you do clothing stuff, you personally do stuff. What do you
do? I'm just like a walking, I don't really know. I feel like a multi-hyphenate. I think that's like the word for this generation. I run a fashion company, or I'm the executive chairman of one, but I founded one a decade ago.
Right.
I wrote a New York Times bestselling book, kind of about my life, but mostly about common sense that seemed to resonate with people.
And we've got another one out. It's on the coffee table. Let's give it the plug.
My second book, Nasty Galaxy, comes out October 4th, and they're making a show about my life.
You're skipping ahead, but let's go there.
Okay.
What is that that they're making a show about?
What is happening in my life? That's the question.
Right? So what happened? Netflix read the book and called you and said, let's talk? Let's take a meeting?
Well, the way the world works is that I met through an attorney, someone at the literary department at WME, which is a talent agency. And then I was introduced to a book agent. And then that is the genesis of Girl Boss. I said, I want to write a business book that's a gateway drug to the business book section for girls like me who may not know that they want to be in business. And then I guess I did. I wound up plugged into many different agents at this agency who I guess now represent me for different things. And they say, strike while the iron's hot. This book's a hit. Who wants to talk to us about it? And so they talked to Charlize Theron about it.
Well, that's not a bad conversation.
And she read it and she liked it. And we had a meeting and she was super cool. And we said, cool. There's this lady named Kay Cannon.
Who we've also had on the show.
When do
I get my Netflix show? No, that's a whole different thing.
Exactly.
It's a whole different thing. You said this a minute ago as we were chit-chatting. You don't actually run this company anymore. You are the executive chairman.
Which means like I'm responsible and I call board meetings.
But you don't say day-to-day, do this, do that. How hard was it for you as the founder, as the brand, to say, maybe this isn't my job?
It was something that I wanted to happen for a while. It became especially difficult after the book was successful because I was juggling my priorities and, you know, managing, you know, 8 C-level executives about deliverables and building infrastructure and systems and just stuff that is not, I like starting things. I'm creative. I have a voice. This brand is my voice. Girl Boss is my voice. Nasty Galaxy is my voice. I have a podcast now. I'm a host
I know, right? Come on over to the Marketplace.
I'm trying,
Kai. You can do my gig for a while. This company has been around for 10 years, plus or minus.
Almost 10. In November, it's 10.
All right. So this is a tricky question. I'm going to ask it, and you can answer it however you like. It is none of my business how old you are, except to note that you are 10 years older now than you were when you started this company based on younger women's fashion and styles. How do you stay in the mix?
Well, you can wear a denim jumpsuit every day like I do. That is really how I stay relevant. But I don't know. I mean, I should be going to Coachella. I should be going to like everything that everyone's at just for the sake of research. Do I do that? No. Do I keep an eye on what people are doing? Absolutely. I hire really talented people, some young, some aren't young, who have a great eye, who can be out there in the market. You know, managing taste at scale is wild.
That's a great line. Managing taste
like,
at
how do you
scale.
Do
That's
that?
Gotta be impossible.
You know, you create tools for people to use that like allow them to look at what a brand is or what the marching orders are, and it allows the brand to become something that's not subjective.
It's been 2 years plus or minus since we had you on Marketplace.
Yeah.
If we come back in another 2 years, where is this company? What is it?
I would like to have more stores. I mean, we have 2 in LA now.
Yeah, 2 retail stores.
Which we didn't last time we spoke. You know, Girl Boss has become its own thing. And in many ways is a media brand. With a television show, with the podcast. We have a Squarespace website. But like that could become a publishing platform. When you have more opportunity than you know what to do with, it can be a good thing, or it could be like really distracting.
Sophia, thanks very much.
Thanks for having me.
We talked a whole lot longer than that. Sophia Amoruso and I did. The rest of our conversation is on our Corner Office podcast. She was, by the way, wearing a denim jumpsuit that day.